Welcome to Talos Takes, the security podcast for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Talos Takes. This is the first one that I'm recording in 2024. And today I have on Jerry Gamblin from Cisco Vulnerability Management. Thanks for coming on, Jerry.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year. I think I can still say that since this is your first episode.
Yeah, definitely. So today we're going to be talking about CVSS 4.0. This is the newly updated vulnerability severity scoring system that many listeners might be used to seeing if you look at a lot of vulnerability reports, if you like read our Patch Tuesday blog, if you read anything on the Cisco Vulnerability Management blog. And basically these are the X number out of 10 score that you commonly see on vulnerability advisories. Like if it's a really bad O day, you'll see a news article mention that it's like a 10 out of 10 severity. And as of this year, MITRE is officially adopting this new scoring system. I first heard about it like back in November-ish when I saw that the standards had like formally been accepted and that people were starting to prep for it. So for starters, can you kind of just tell me about the basics of what makes CVSS 4.0 different from the previous severity scoring system?
Yeah, for sure. We should just start at the beginning. And CVSS, Common Vulnerability Scoring System, is sponsored by a group, a non-governmental organization called first.org. They also sponsor EPSS and a few other open scoring standards. So for the longest time, for about 10 years, they've had CVSS 2.0, 2.0 merged into 3.0 about 5 years ago, and 3.1. And this last year, they officially released CVSS 4.0, and we're starting to see more and more people uptake and prepare for it and get ready. To your question, what are the big changes? There are a lot of big changes under the base score that we can chat about. But in the base score, that number that everybody sees, the only major change is they've added an attack requirements field. So if a system is not vulnerable by default, by the way, say 95% of people have it and it has to be configured in a special way to be exploitable, you can get a lowered CVSS score by clicking that attack requirements to preferred. And that'll lower the score. But that's the only main score in the base scoring system.
So does this affect the way that Cisco vulnerability management models look at severity, or you know, the way that you guys calculate the formal risk score? And if so, like how does it improve our models at all? Does it change them at all?
So we use the CVSS base score as part of our mechanism. It's too early to tell right now if there's gonna be a big difference. We've done some early tests and we've done some experiments, and it looks like on average, you're going to see about a 0.8 to a 1 point drop in CVSS scores from 3.0 to 4.0. That's just in a lab. That's not in real life yet, so we haven't seen it. So we're looking to see when people first start publishing CVSS 4 on NVD and on MITRE, what those scores look like. We're expecting a small drop in CVSS score, but I don't think it's going to change the median score that much to make a larger impact on scoring.
Does it change the way, does it shrink the gap that we have there between? Because a lot of times, like you and I have talked about before on the show, sometimes something that has a CVSS score of like smaller, you know, let's just say like a 7.
Yes.
Might have a much higher risk score in Cisco vulnerability management for various reasons. Does it shrink that gap at all either?
No, sadly, it doesn't. It would be great. I don't want to work myself out of a job, but at the end of the day, better data for everybody is better. The truth is that they spend a lot of time in version 4.0 on the other metrics, which helps you build a more secure version, a secure vision of what your network looks like. We now have environmental threat metrics, and along with the base metrics that you can kind of build out a full score. One of the issues that I have with CVSS as a scoring system, and I've talked to the developers about this and the people who maintain the scoring system, is that they always think that the worst has happened, right? So they introduced a new threat matrix system, and undefined is just as bad as known exploited, right? So you can only lower the score. You can't bump the CVSS score up. And I think that ends up being something that kind of makes CVSS harder to use for companies and organizations?
So in the past, again, kind of referencing back to some of the previous episodes that you and I have done on the show, is that severity scores are not the end-all be-all for vulnerability management and assessing patching order and that kind of stuff. Does your outlook kind of change at all and with the changes to the scoring system? Like, I know it gives a little bit more context, at least around patching, but generally is your outlook on, you know, how to assess these things the same?
Yeah, it's still the same with CVSS 4.0. There's still a snapshot in time, right? It's still whenever the analyst scores it and however the analyst scores it, there's no going back and changing it if you see exploit activity, et cetera. So it would be really, really nice if they would go to a continual scoring model on the next version so that it is continually up to date and the score can change. But right now it's just a snapshot in time, and that always makes a score less valuable.
So I think it might be helpful to our listeners who, you know, haven't listened to these previous episodes. Can we kind of go over the other considerations that anyone should be taking into account when managing vulnerabilities on a network? Again, I know that this is kind of like a tried and true topic for you, but I think a refresher might be helpful.
No, I'm always happy to talk about this and to talk about how you should go about prioritizing your network. And the Cisco Vulnerability Management Program is a great program, and you put all your data in there and tells you exactly how to do this. But just from a kind of a high level, you should always start with anything that's exposed to the internet, should always be patched. And then you really, really want to work on remote code execution vulnerabilities first, because those are likely to be attacked next. And then, of course, you want to move into anything that you have customers or employees using on a daily basis. But it's really, really important to make sure that things that are connected to the internet and are exposed to the internet are patched, because that's still where we see the majority of attacks coming from. There are very few local or physical attacks these days.
So as we look toward the rest of the year, various organizations like MITRE and NVD, which is like inside the US government NIST, they're going to start formally adopting this scoring system. Does that mean anything really in practice, or does it just kind of come down to like the number that you see on the vulnerability advisory, and then it's kind of up to you to still put that in context?
Yeah, for most people, it's just going to be the number is going to change from 3.0 to 4.0, and when they look at an NVD record or a MITRE record, it's still going to look basically the same for them. It does give a lot more flexibility to organizations who want to go out and use those other metrics to make it more applicable to their network. But for the most part, it's just the change of a number, just a bump in the version.
Is there anything else on this topic that we haven't talked about yet that you want to talk about? Like, I know we've exchanged messages about this before, and I know that you have a lot of thoughts on the subject in general. So what else have we kind of missed talking about the new severity score system?
I think that what we miss and what we miss as a community is that these are open source projects driven by people who are just interested in it. And if you are interested in CVSS or vulnerability scoring in general, look at the first.org websites. There are plenty of working groups that are open to the public. And the only way these change for better is if you get on these groups and say, hey, I think it should be this way, or hey, I think it should be that way, or this is what I'm seeing. I have opinions, of course, but my opinions are from the version of the internet that I see and I work on. So we can always use more people to come and join these working groups and these special interest groups to kind of help broaden that array of voices. Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time as always, Jerry. I know we've all been kind of ramping up back into the start of the new year, but I appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll be finding something else to talk about here in the next couple months.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and have a great day.